Hey, what's happening? All right, so good morning, everybody. I am so excited to be in church this morning. Who's excited to be in church? Oh, come on. I said, who's excited to be in church? That's more like it. There we go. All righty. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Peyton. Some of you guys may recognize me from the Refuge Band. Shout out to my band. There are so many other people who work behind the scenes or on stage that you haven't seen yet. So can we just give the Refuge Band a huge hand right now? I love you guys. I love you guys. So, like I said, I have the privilege to be a part of and sometimes lead the Refuge Band. Being on the worship team is more than just showing up on a Friday night. We put in a lot of work, but we also show up. It means diving in headfirst every time and being all in. So I grew up on the worship team, dancing along to my mama, leading worship when I was only like 2 years old. You can say I know my way around a worship set. My worship leading journey started when I was about 12 years old, and I stepped up to the plate, or in my case, it was a 44-key electronic silver Yamaha on an X-stand. That's a piano, by the way. It was my first official practice as a worship leader that I kind of made it my goal to be enough for my team, to consistently show up both physically and spiritually to every practice and service. And I wanted to be that worship leader, you know, that worship leader, the favorite one that walks up on Sunday and you're like, yes, I know I'm going to have a good time. I wanted to be that leader. But it sounds like an awesome creed, right? But it's pretty hard to live up to in actuality. So what does it really mean to be enough? For any of you guys who have been in any sort of leadership position, whether it be heading up a volunteer team, even being a parent, it's pretty hard to reach that destination. It's actually impossible to be enough. Some days you're right on the mountaintop, being able to look at everything. You're just like, yes, I've got my life in order. I got my team in order. Life is fine and dandy. But more often than not, we're stuck at the bottom of a huge mountain and we're like, dang, we gotta conquer that. And you're looking up and it's great because we serve a God who can move mountains, amen? So I'm going to share a verse with you guys. I hope that's okay. If you have your Bible with you or a handy-dandy iPhone with the Bible app, you know what, Samsung users, I'll cut you some slack today. You can use that too. If you don't have your Bible here today or you don't have one, A, if you don't have a Bible, we would love to hook you up with one. And B, I got you. It's going to be up on the screen. Oh, I love PowerPoint. All right. So I'm going to be reading John 4:23. This is an NIV. I have NLT in front of me, so sorry about that. So this is what Jesus says when a woman at the well asks about worship. So he says, but the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So as a kid with a worship family, I've heard this particular verse over and over and over again. I've heard it in prayers. I've heard it in devotionals. I've heard it in inspirational memes on Instagram. It's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. But I had this revelation a little while ago. This verse isn't just for Chris Tomlin. It's not for the skinny jean worship pastor. And it's not even just for the musically inclined Christians. Jesus calls us all to be worshipers. Isn't that amazing? Dang. So in the book of Psalms, it says, everything on earth will worship you. They will sing your praises, shouting your names in glorious songs. The very existence of a God who created our inmost being sees all of the trash in our life and still pursues us, demands praise. It says in his word that if praise ceases here on earth, the rocks will cry out. Wow. So how do we worship such a God? How do we humble ourselves into a pure worship? To be honest, I've learned it starts with a heart check. The best way to examine the junk in your life is to actually examine the junk in your life. Stop ignoring it. We all know we have it. It's always going to be a little something there, a little bit there, because guess what? We're not perfect. So, Worship starts with looking at yourself and then realizing how big your God is. That no matter what kind of junk you have in your life, he still forgives you. He still will die on that cross every time on Easter because he loves you that much. Prayer is huge. As a worship team at Refuge, we always pray before practice, and we always pray before we start our set. But praying on stage isn't all that should be happening. Like Alex said, we should be going out and praying by ourselves, not just on stage where everybody can see it. You need to soak up God's presence in order to worship. Do not limit yourself in this stage. Worship does not only occur when the band plays on a Friday night or a Sunday morning. It especially doesn't only occur when you're feeling it. Ooh, that one's a good one. When you're feeling it. You know that feeling when you're on that adrenaline high, like, dang, that bass is pumping. This is my favorite song. Or, dang, my life is awesome. Praise you, God, for everything I've got, my health, my life, my family. But sometimes we're not feeling it. Sometimes we can't sing those lyrics truthfully, saying, I am no longer a slave to fear, when we're dealing with such bad anxiety we can't even get out of our beds in the morning. Or that report was not what you were praying for, and sometimes we're just not feeling those lyrics. Worship is not pretending to always be fine and dandy. It's being vulnerable with the Lord. It is soaking, but also pouring out. At Refuge, we're not perfect. Jessie is definitely not perfect. Chelsea, even though she seems to be, is not perfect. I am not perfect. I will never be enough. I will never be that worship leader by myself. So the great thing is that Jesus is enough, so I don't have to be. He paid for all of the wrong, all of the sin, all of the trash in your life. He paid for it. It was a really high price. The great thing is that he died for it, but he also rose again. And that is the truth of the gospel. So with Jesus, I don't have to be enough, and neither do you. And that is the good news. That is the gospel. You don't have to be enough. With Jesus, it's amazing. Now I can embrace the season that I am in. I can be truthful. I can acknowledge that, hey, I'm not there yet. These lyrics, I'm singing them over myself. I'm declaring them over my life because even though I'm not there yet, I'm clinging to a God who knows that he can get me there. So, church, this morning, I want to encourage you. Jesus is not with you just on those mountaintops when you've got that adrenaline high worship. He's not just with us at the gathering, at camp, at 204 conference. He is with us every Friday night. He is with us every day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He is with us all the time. So all the time we don't have to be enough. Does that mean we quit trying? Heck no! We got to keep pursuing Jesus with all that we are, but we can live in peace. We no longer have to be in that turmoil of, oh, dang, I messed up again. I don't know what I'm going to do. But guess what? Jesus forgives you. And so what does that mean? We can move on. Sometimes we always remember, hey, God forgives us. But sometimes we forget to leave that sin where it is and keep walking. Sometimes we just got to keep walking. I'm preaching way better than your amen in this morning. Dang. So church, this morning, I want to encourage you to worship differently this week. Acknowledge where you are. Self-evaluate. But then, don't just leave it there. Soak it up, soak it up, soak it up. It's like making tea. You make tea, you boil the water, and you put in the tea bag or the loose leaf stuff if you're that kind of a person, and you just let it steep. You let it steep. But sometimes, okay, story time. Sorry, Mom. So once I made myself some peppermint tea, and I didn't drink it, and I left it on my desk for like 2 weeks. And that stuff smelt bad. Have you ever smelt rotten peppermint? That stuff stinks. It's nasty. Anyways, so I come into my room one day, and I'm like, what is that smell? Sure enough, it was my rotten peppermint tea. Anyways, so I got that through. I washed it before my mom could find out. But anyways, Sometimes we just soak and soak and soak and soak and soak, and all that time, it just gets rotten because it just sits there and we're doing nothing about it. It's like that song we used to sing, like, I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out. We're teapots, y'all. We're meant to be poured, man. We gotta soak it up, make that tea get all warm and gushy inside, and then pour that stuff out. So that might mean your testimony. That might mean your story. If you have some sort of dark, hidden past that you're just like, ha-ha, it doesn't exist, it still exists. That's part of your story. And guess what? Jesus uses your story. Because in your past, you may not have been enough. Right now, you may not be enough. But guess what? Jesus is enough for you. So that is amazing. So for me, pouring out kind of looks like the worship team. It looks like refuge band. It looks like serving on a Friday night. For you, it might be paying for the person in the drive-thru behind you. It might be holding the door. It might be joining a new ministry. It might be volunteering for VBS. Dang, that's coming up soon, guys. Who's hyped for VBS? I am. So it means getting out of your comfort zone and reaching somewhere where you haven't reached before. So this week, I encourage you, pour out with me, guys. Spend a little bit every day just examining where you're at, examining your spiritual life, examining that, soaking in God's presence. Put on your favorite worship set. Listen to a song for 60 seconds, and then go out and see where that 60 seconds can take you that day. I dare you. I triple dog dare you, guys. You can't say no to that. You can't say no. It is so amazing. And the great thing is that when you're a blessing, the blessings keep coming in. So I want to encourage you guys, get out of your comfort zone, because it's all worship. It is all worship. So join me this week in worship. Don't let it just be a Sunday thing. Don't let it just be a Friday thing. Thanks for letting me share with you guys. Payton out.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Okay. So just I want to share some things that about what God's been talking to me in my life recently. So one thing that I've realized lately is that I am, as Peyton said, not perfect. I mean, I've realized that before, but it's like I'm a rather selfish person when it comes to my time. For example, like when I should be doing homework or reading my Bible or spending time with my friends and family, maybe I'm rather just doing what I want to do. Often looking back, I see that I have just wasted time when I should have been more useful. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example to the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." For me, setting an example in conduct means working hard and honestly, not slacking off. And me being selfish with my time also means that I'm not giving others the attention and time they deserve or need. For me, that comes in under setting an example in love. If I am loving someone truly, then I am putting their needs before mine and thinking of them first. I'm putting what they want before what I want, which is really tough for, I'd say, almost all of us, especially me. But putting them first is living for Christ, like truly for me. Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." I want to put others first. I want to see God. I want to see him and just have him more real to me. And yeah, that's what God's been doing in my life lately. Thanks.
So I've only been going to youth for 7 months. I started in the middle of September, but it has changed the way I look at things. Like, let's talk about perspective for a second. Like, how people see, like, a dandelion. Some see a root and some see a flower. Before, I used to see the negative side. I used to see just a root that some people would just pick up out of the garden and throw it in the garbage, but now I see it as a beautiful yellow flower that has been gifted to me. And also, I've never done anything like youth before, so it was really new to me. Like, when we did our worship for the first time, I saw, like, Peyton with her eyes closed going like this. I'm like, are we going like this to smell our armpits? Like, what's going on here? What are we doing? I was so confused. So, yeah, but now I'm more into it. I've gone to the 204 Rally, which was a game changer for me. I had tons of fun. I've made so many new friends. And I love the fact that we have tribes. Like, the tribes help you bond with more people, especially since every year we change our tribes. So, like, the first year, I was in the blue tribe with Hannah, Mason, and we were the loudest out of everybody. I broke my eardrums. Well, Hannah did. But now I'm in the red tribe, and now, like, I still have Johnny in my tribe, I have Alex, I have Liz. And I like changing it up because I don't want to stay, as much as I loved blue, Hannah, I don't want to stay in the same tribe and be with the same people for all the time that I do youth. I want to switch it up. I want to do something. I want to try something new. And, yeah, thank you.
Hi, I'm Tanya. I'm 17 years old, and I was born in Winnipeg, but moved to Lac Da Bonnie a week before I turned 12. I would say that an interesting fact about me is I can play the violin. An average Friday night at youth for me would look like a lot of fun. I get here at 6:30 and hang out with friends and talk to people till 7. At 7, we usually play a few games. Once the games are over, we go upstairs for worship, which is one of my favorite parts of the night. My favorite part because this is the time that we get to spend with God, and the Holy Spirit is always in the room. Also, if I'm being honest, our worship team is pretty amazing. After worship, Jesse leads a session where we learn more about God and his unconditional love for us. After that, he'll leave the room open with worship music playing for everyone who wants to stay and have time with God, and everyone else goes downstairs and hangs out till. I first started coming to youth a year or two after I moved here. My first time at youth was when I wasn't really a Christian and I didn't really know if I liked it, but I didn't really go again. But after my mom told me I should try going again, and I did, and this time I really liked it. Coming to youth, I learned so much about God and wanted him to be my holy savior. In the summer when I was 12, I accepted him into my life. I choose to continue to come to youth because without refuge, I wouldn't be who I am today. And there's such an amazing group of people who I love so much. Refuge has enhanced my spiritual journey because they encourage me to keep moving even when it seems like I can't anymore. In January 2018, it seemed like this was the end. It seemed
like this because in January, I lost my best friend who I lived with us for almost 5 years. She knew all my problems, and I knew all of hers. Losing her to suicide was probably the hardest thing that I had to go through. I started losing faith, and I was so mad at God. I couldn't see why he would let this happen. But God does things for a reason. He put her on this earth for 15 years so I could be best friends, and then he called her home. During this time, Refuge was there for me. They prayed for me and helped me. Thanks to Refuge, I got baptized this summer, and my faith is stronger than ever. My favorite moments are making fun of Jesse's shortness. And watching Adina grow up, seeing people grow in their faith, and watching my best friend Haley become a Christian at 204 Rally. From the gathering, it was probably a good moment was watching Kayla throw Sandy between the bed and the wall at the hotel, and way much more. A point in this youth year where I felt the presence of Jesus was when we were at youth camp. And Refuge is important to me because they are like my second family, and I don't know what I'd do without them.
Hi, everybody. Oh, no, Hannah's on stage. Not again. All right. So, as you may heard from some people, I am known to be one of the loudest people at youth. I'm very proud of it, just saying. I don't even think I need this microphone, but I'm going to try and keep it at a monotone level. Happen. It's okay. I can do this. Thank you. All right. So, refuge youth. Where do I begin? Well, I have some dirt on Jesse if anyone wants to hear any of that, but no, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, refuge youth is probably, like, this past year, the best thing of my week. Every Friday, like, come on, I get to go to youth, I get to be loud, I get, though people might not like it, I get to be crazy loud, and I just get to soak in the spirit. And I find that through my week, I'm really down, and I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, like, I need to work towards something. I need to have a reward. I need to, that's just how I kind of function. I need to be able to have something that I'm excited and looking forward to. And that used to be for me, it would always be, okay, next youth event, like big events, like gathering, 204, youth camp. But now, refuge, just like in general, on Fridays, I'm working towards that through my week. I'm going crazy. I'm working hard. I'm doing homework most of the time. And I'm just working towards Friday. And I find that it's just a boost for me. It's an energy boost. And it used to always be just all these different conferences that we're going to and all this stuff, but it's suddenly become to me that it's just like, why do I have to wait for the Holy Spirit for the next big youth event and the next big band that's playing at this youth event? Why can't it just be every Friday? Why can't it be every day? Like, come on. So I really find that I've been working through lately, really, I've been so appreciative of Refuge, just everything that goes on. I love the games. I love the family. I love how we can all just, we're so open with our faith, and how I can go to Refuge and I'm just like, yes, I can be myself. And it helps me work towards being myself more at school, being able to be loud sometimes, and being able to kind of speak my faith. And I just find that it's amazing to see how many people in this town and outside of this town come together and just praise the Lord. And it just makes me seem, hey, I'm not alone. That's pretty cool. And also, of course, the gathering is coming up next week. Come on. I'm excited. I am so excited. And I find that that is just, it's, so you have your Friday boost, okay? And then you got the gathering boost. And it's like, hello, Jesus, thank you for coming today. And it is amazing. And I just find when you see around, like, I don't know how many people gather at the gathering. But let me tell you, it's enough. It's a lot. It's a lot to handle. But it's just amazing because yet again, there's that sense of, hey, I'm not alone. I'm not alone at all. Now am I? And the Holy Spirit, it's there. It's present. It's flowing. You walk into it and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to swim through here. And it's amazing. I just find that, like, it's crazy how many teenagers are out there that are just like, Jesus is my Lord and I ain't afraid to show it. Like, amen. And yet again, back to the boost. It's just a boost to get me through. And Friday has become such a boost, and I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful for our leaders, Johnny, Chantel, Mr. Rick, Mrs. Anna, Jesse, Chelsea. Thank you guys so much. Because honestly, well, none of this could have happened without you guys. And it's amazing. Thank you so much. Good job. Oh, I'm done now, by the way. Okay. Who do I give this to? I don't know.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. Thank you, Abundant Life. So good. Everyone's leaving. Okay. Nah, they're going to go get all the stuff for you guys ready for the second part of our event today. Not yet. Who am I? There are many ways I could answer this question. I could give my name. I could say I'm Kyle McLean. I could answer by stating facts about my family. My husband, I'm the husband of Lynette McLean. I'm the son of Darcy and Cindy, the brother of Kristen, the grandson of my grandma. I could share where I live. I live in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. I could share where I grew up, here in Lactobani, right on Minnewawa Street. I could share where I work, or my title at work. I work at Joe's Place Youth Center as the volunteer coordinator. I could share a few of my accomplishments. I could share that I graduated from the University of Winnipeg. I directed a teens boy camp, a boys teen camp for 3 years. I received the Daniel Epp Memorial Reward from my peers at Lactobani Senior School. I can talk about activities that I enjoy. I do renovations on my new home. I lead drum circle worship nights with my friends. I participate in nature walks that end with God's provision so I can feed my family. I can share characteristics of who I am. I have joyfulness. A little bit of craftiness, and comfortability with people. I could mention standard work activities that I participate in at Joe's Place. Tuesday, I have a dinner and a Bible study that I lead many youth through. Wednesday, I teach youth how to do work skills so that they can get jobs. On Thursdays, I'm doing admin work and one-on-one meetings with our volunteers. Friday, I open up our center to about 100 youth, so they're not participating in other activities that weekend night youth could participate in. There's special things that I've done with Joe's Place, and I can share about those to let you know who I am. I run a chem-free, an alcohol-free New Year's Eve party that has 140 volunteers and 450 people. Yeah. I just brought 76 teens and 29 volunteers to a Christian youth conference at Briarcrest College called Youthquake, where many were able to hear a Christian speaker for the first time or sing songs about God in a fun environment. I could share many things. And these things touch on the surface of who I am, but it doesn't quite answer the why I am, or the reason I am, or the way I am, or how I got to be where I am. Damn, I am. There's a few reasons for why I am the way I am today, and I'm glad to stand here in front of you and to share that it's the way that God's impacted my life and his involvement in it. It's Jesus' love for me, and the grace that I've been blessed to receive. And it's the Holy Spirit working in me and through me. Those would be the top three reasons I am who I am today. But there are more reasons. And I'd like to talk about those with you tonight. It's the church, my family, a community of faithful people that God has brought into my life over the years. I can honestly say that it's the people here. It was Auntie B and Auntie Gail and Auntie Donna, all the aunties, all you aunties, you know, who taught me how to sing my heart out in worship. Today, I am on the worship team at my church, and at a conference I just went to, there was a youth who was shy, but he saw me jumping up and down, being excited. And he's like, can I do that? And I said, sure. And it was his first time having fun in a worship service. I think of Jason Phillips, another one of my peers when I was here. He would dance with me and challenge me to dance-offs in the middle of worship services. He would do that with Jesse and John. And again, how that shapes the future youth, my experience with him. John, Jason, and I would go swimming at the town dock. Or a group of us after youth services would walk around Lactobani, just talking about what we had learned from Pastor James, or talking about random things in our life, fun things, right? That helped shape who I am today. Two of my best friends are lifeguards. My wife was a lifeguard. And we have really good stories of swimming on lakes. And, well, I don't really like walking now, but that's... Greg Bellin, one of my peers who still lives in Lac-Da-Bonnie. We were friends in high school, and we attended youth group and went to YC Manitoba together. We were able to do so because of people like, because of the church giving us the opportunity to vacuum the floors and clean the bathrooms. And to this day, he calls me for advice, and I get to share a little bit of who God is because of the investment that you've made in his life. Kurt, he hired me to crawl under his home, lay down vapor barrier, and spread sand to lay it down. He taught me work ethic and he helped me get the funds to go to these conferences that the kids have talked about, like the 204 conference. For me, it was the YC Manitoba. I do that today. I teach kids work ethic. I give them opportunities, and they get to go to conferences. I think of James Schwab and Melanie. Their house was two doors down from mine, and they opened it up to me. I know that I would be able to come in there whenever I wanted, whenever I had something to talk about. I did, yeah. I need help. Now our house is open to our volunteers. We've done Christmas dinners with our youth, and they feel like they can come and say hi. It gives me great pleasure to say that I'm changing lives, Moose Jaw. I'm changing youth lives in Moose Jaw because my life was changed here. All the youth out there who are preparing soup and pie, they are people who are going to change their surroundings. They're going to change who they're interacting with. They're going to change the environment. They're going to change Lac-Da-Bonnie. They're going to change Winnipeg. They're going to change Saskatchewan. I'm a product of that, and I do that to this day. I'm bringing life to hundreds of teens in Moose Jaw because you invested in me at a young age. So I wanted to say thank you. That's why Jesse invited me up, is to honor you. First off, so that you guys could see that you've had an impact in someone's life and that it goes beyond here. And just second to remind you guys of that, to remind you of the investment that you make. Thank you for honoring me. Thank you for honoring the people that I serve. And thank you for honoring the youth of this church. Appreciate it.